What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, let me turn to, what is this, page 7 of today's Cairns Post. This is perhaps a very interesting possibility here because we now have a chance to talk to the opposition leader about our nightmare, our ongoing nightmare up here, and that's crime. And specifically, it is kiddie crime. Last week, we were talking about 10-year-olds being armed and confronting people. It's just beyond belief that this can happen, and we're hearing nothing from the far-off southeast, nothing from anybody in Parliament House showing the slightest interest, you would expect. Now, it says here that startling new youth crime data has the LNP appealing for councils and mayors across the state to step up and help to put an end to excessive rates of offending. Addressing the rampant issue at the 2022 LGAQ annual conference in Cairns was Leader of the Opposition David Crisafulli and Shadow Local Government Minister Anne Lay, who said they were working with local councils to discuss solutions. Now, I really do believe this is an important development because so often, I mean, everyone says, what are we hearing about our crime nightmare? Crickets. Well, other people are saying, well, if they're not going to help, what about the other levels of government? What about our local council? And it comes up again and again and again. They've just fundamentally given up on the state government. Anyway, Mr. Crisafulli quoted the police service figures that showed, and this is a little bit bizarre. What did we have last year? 782. This is Cairns, 782. We're up well over 1,000 now. We're, you know, like 100 a month or whatever. But the figure here, it might be a misprint actually, showed 126 cars were stolen, 430 break-and-enters and 607 other thefts. That's statewide between September 17 and October 16. Well, the 126 cars are probably Cairns alone. But anyway, that may be a misprint. We'll find out in a moment anyway. Now, this is what David Crisafulli said. These figures speak for themselves. Youth criminals are turning the lives of Cairns residents upside down. At last. As someone who's been broken into, I can tell you it's not a great feeling to know that your safe place has been torn upside down. Crisafulli's message comes after Cairns' stolen car tally broke the 1,000 vehicle mark earlier this month. I mean, 782 last year is headed for 1,200 or 1,300 this year. It is just outrageous. Why? Because nothing is done. There are no consequences. We have visits from the south, from the government representatives come to town. Oh, it's complex. Or the parents are going to have to step up. Can you believe it? This is the contribution we get out of Parliament House, our representatives down in Brisbane. It's embarrassing. Anyway, I've got the opposition leader here somewhere. Yes, he is. LNP member for Broadwater, state leader of the opposition, David Crisafulli. Good morning.
Good morning to you, John, and thanks very much for your time today, mate. I'm very, very grateful.
Well, I'm happy that you're stepping into the void here. And I'm not saying it's long overdue because you're in opposition, you're 2 years out from an election or whatever, so you can't spill the beans on your policies yet. But is there a commitment, David, that you can make to make us believe that somebody down there cares?
You bet, John, and there'll be consequences for action for every single thing these little thugs do. I just want to step through a few things that you raised. I certainly wasn't asking councils to step into the breach, and neither are Queenslanders. Crime, youth crime particularly, rests at the feet of the state government. So what Anne, the Shadow Minister, and I were pointing to is that the councils were discussing it at their conference because they are so frustrated. Mm. They are so angry that they are seeing these young repeat crims tear their communities apart. It's communities across Queensland. So they're actually discussing it at a local government conference when they should be talking about roads and rates and rubbish and water and sewerage and all of those sorts of things. But crime is such an issue in communities, particularly in the far north, that they are actually talking about it. But rest assured, the buck stops with the state government. You mentioned no one in Brisbane is having a crack for them. Well, no one in your city's having a crack either. The three local members are absolutely mute about it. They don't say a thing. Not a thing. Now, we have repeatedly said, until you have consequences for action, you will never break the cycle. And It starts with breach of bail. How can you have a system where bail conditions are non-enforceable for repeat younger criminals? How can you have that? We are a laughing stock to them. They are taunting police. They are putting their images online, live, as they're committing crimes. They're goading police to chase them. They're doing burnouts in police car parks. It is out of control, and the state government stopped listening to the solutions to fix it.
Now, juvenile justice system is a train smash. It's a train wreck. I mean, these kids, police know them all, virtually first name. I mean to say, they're out of custody after their appearance. They're around the corner, out on bail, straight around to another stolen car, straight to another break-in. Nobody cares. Nobody intervenes and say, this can't go on. I've got elderly people just quivering in fear every night. Why? Because they've had the experience, sometimes two and three times, where they'll come in, these kids, they're armed quite often. They don't even hurry because they know the elderly person is, people are defenceless. And they'll take food out of the fridge and they'll sit down and have a drink with the lights on. They couldn't care less because they've immobilised the phone or whatever, and they're not even concerned if the police do come because there's no consequences. I'm just looking at this here when it comes to the stolen cars. A 16-year-old arrested here. 16, would you believe, 16 offences, unlawful use of a motor vehicle. I mean, how does that happen? I've got here figures that also show the assault rate in Cairns. Now, these kids are breaking into homes of so many people, often armed. The assault rate in Cairns, and that's out in the streets of our city, is four times the rate of Brisbane. You've got unlawful entry, the break and enters, 2.5 times the rate of Brisbane. The stolen cars double the rate of Brisbane. So we've got a nightmare on our hands, an emergency on our hands, David. I'm just hoping you can give the people listening to you now hope that in the future you will have brought together a possibly complex but determined effort to sort this matter out and get these criminals out of our midst.
Absolutely, John. And I'm going to start with a couple of things. One is those figures you mentioned, they are just for Cairns. That's not statewide. They are just for Cairns. And I want to spell that out to people about how significant it is. So in the 1 month, and these are the police statistics, we haven't cherry-picked it, it's in the last month, 126 cars. Now, think about what that car is. That car is a tradie's ute. Now, without that ute, that person can't go and earn a living.
Exactly.
That is a family car that enables a parent to take the kids to school and soccer training. Once that happens, you then have to go through all the rigmarole with insurance. You have to go through all of the pain. You can't earn a living. You have to break commitments to people that you said you'd do jobs. So it turns your life upside down. But think about the 430 people in the last month. 430 people have either had their home or business broken into. Imagine the parents who are listening to this right now, who in the last month have been the victims of one of these repeat young thugs. Imagine having to look your child in the eye after you know that some lowlife has gone rummaging through the bedroom and looking through their precious memories beside where your child slept. Imagine having to tell your child that everything's going to be A-OK when the truth is you feel violated. And it's got to stop. And I say to all of your listeners, it shouldn't have to wait for government to change. Your members should be making a heck of a lot of noise, and the government should be listening, and they should be changing legislation. But let me make this promise. If they don't, it is the first action we will take. It can't go on. You can't have beautiful communities being torn apart by a generation of young thugs who just don't care. And I'm going to make this point, and it has to be made.
Yes.
This government changed the Youth Justice Act that was working. The first thing they did when they came to office is they watered it down, and that was 7 years ago. And it has created a generation of young thugs who know that the rights of them are put ahead of the rights of the victim. And it's a disgrace, and it's got to change, and I assure you it will.
One final point. I think some of us do take heart from the fact that you're a North Queenslander. You know what's happened down there in Townsville from first-hand experience. You say in this article in the paper today, you've been a victim of a brag and enter as well. We had a situation there, and I had frequent conversations with representatives of One Community, One Standard, OCOS, OCOS. They had a very encouraging early meeting. And the local members came along, oh, we're with you 100%, whatever we can do to help. He said they never came to another meeting. They were never seen again. They packed up the organisation and walked away because they couldn't get anywhere. So I'm I'm encouraged that you, as a North Queenslander, will embrace those local people down there who want to fight for a safe community for their families in towns. Like, we want to fight for a safe community for our families up here.
John, thank you, and I can make the promise, and you've seen a lot of Dale Last in recent times, who's our shadow police spokesman.
Yes.
He's strong, he's tough, he gets it, he understands it, and he'll keep coming back. And I assure you, we'll put up some credible candidates, people who your community will look at and realise that there'll be a contrast. And let me make this promise. I don't want to pre-select people who'll just be those nodding donkeys who sit there in the background and say nothing. I want fighters. I want people who live and breathe the far north and get it and will be prepared to confront me and say, no, we have to make this change for our community, and I'm going to put our community first. And it's not happening at the moment. And I can tell you, to see your local members' mouthpiece, all this nonsense about, oh, you know, it's complex and, oh, it's difficult. And, yeah, look, that to me is, instead of putting their community first, they're putting their internal political struggles first. And that is why people are sick and tired of this government. They look at failings across every service delivery, whether it's health, whether it's law and order, whether it's housing, whether it's the mixed messages they've sent on the economy, that's dreaming up renters' taxes and all of the mixed messages that they've sent. People look at it and they say, right now what we need is a change of government, and we need people who will put our interests first. And as someone who was born and raised in the regions, I know very well what it's like to have people who want to stand up and take a stand, and that they're the sort of people we'll be putting up as candidates for you in your part of the world.
And thanks for talking to me today, David.
All the best, John. Thank you.
That's David Crisafulli. He's the LNP state leader. He's the opposition leader in Queensland.